There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Good time to call me whenever something is on your mind with a brand new year, whether it's, did you guys mend fences over the new year? I did a little bit of that.
I didn't do any of that, no.
You didn't have any fences you had to mend?
Mm-mm.
Wow, good for you. Mine, I had a family member that basically we get along very well, and we'd had a little bit of a not falling out. I'm not even sure what I would call it, but sort of got that taken care of, which, you know, it's amazing how stubborn we can get.
Yeah.
Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we got that taken care of. That was pretty good. My mother is one of those people who used to say that that whatever you did on January 1st, you were going to do the rest of the year. So, you know, be very careful what you do. And one of the things I used to do, except now with cell phones we don't have to do it, is I would go and get my new calendar out, which had my new address book in it. Mm-hmm. And I would sort of go through and take, you know, kind of re-inscribe people for the next year or not. And it's really interesting because a couple of years ago, a couple of really close friends that, you know, that I really cared about and I knew for a long time had died. And I just couldn't bring myself to take them out of my book. So it's going to be interesting the older I get how many people are in my book are still actually on this planet. So, and I have an email from a very good friend, and I had this sort of notion that emails are, because, you know, they're sort of sent out electronically, that they go on forever. You know, that email is basically, you know, the internet is forever. So I keep their emails because, and I don't keep all of their emails. I just keep, you know, the last email from them, and because it just reminds me of them. So I'm a little sentimental, and at some point the weight of those who have gone before me is going to be a whole lot greater than those who are still wandering around. But there's something very final about taking somebody out of your address book. Although I must say there are also people in my address book that I put down things like "don't even think about it," because every once in a while somebody that I just know that I shouldn't have anything to do with will come and say, "Hi, how are you?" and I forget. You know, I forget that this is not a good idea. So I actually now have it written in my book, "Don't even think about it." So there are actually, did you know there are traffic signs in New York that say, "Don't even think about parking here"?
Yeah, well.
Which I think is great.
There's some at my other job. There's a spot in the company parking lot that says basically, "Don't even think about parking here." And
yeah, I think this one cool. the city puts up as opposed to. I mean, I just think that, you know, anything with that kind of personality. There's also I was on a plane a couple of weeks ago, and the cabin attendant was sort of reading that announcement they make, and he was just putting so much emphasis and so much personality into it, and he was talking about the fact that. That in case of loss of cabin pressure, and he started gasping. I mean, I don't know if the company would approve of it, but you actually pay a lot more attention to somebody like that than you do with somebody just sort of droning the usual kind of thing, that because all of us have heard it so much. I remember one a bunch of years ago, I think it was PSA, that's a public service announcement. It was one of the, but there was also, I think there was an airline called Pacific something. At any rate, and they all wore, instead of uniforms, they wore chinos and golf shirts. And it was a company-owned, it was an employee-owned airline company. I don't think they're in business anymore. And they would say things like, "Here's a seatbelt for those of you who have been on Mars for the last 12 years." I mean, because who doesn't know how to put on a seatbelt? Yeah. There you go. All righty. So I have one more story that I wanted to tell you about just because the visuals on it are so good. A naked woman was stuck for 2 hours in her ex's chimney. I don't think that's a metaphor. I think it turns out that she called him on her cell phone and said, "I'm stuck." And he called the police, and they got her out. She apparently took off her clothes to get down the chimney and was covered with soot. And he was not amused. He said it'll scare the kids. So apparently this is not one of those amicable exes. You know, this is one of those. Could you imagine going down somebody's chimney?
I'm calling the police because you're making a fool out of yourself, and this is not good for the kids to see.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Maybe the kids will think that you're Santa Claus or something. I don't know. There's a certain air of, I don't know if that's nuttiness or desperation or something.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is a little weird, although you have to remember the Yoko Ono story, who John Lennon was married to somebody else, was married to Cynthia. Was it Cynthia or Linda? I think it was Cynthia. I think Linda was Paul McCartney's wife.
Yep.
And she parked in the driveway for like a year or something. Do you know that? Yeah, she just determined she wanted him. And she got him.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. That level of determination. I mean, I'm God knows I can be tenacious, but that one just kind of blows you away. Anyway, so I will tell you about DVDs. There's actually a couple of really good DVDs coming out today, which I will tell you about in a minute. But one of the things we've been talking about is, and I guess it always happens this time of year, but there was something that came out, actually it came out a couple of years ago, that said if you were born today that your life expectancy is 125. I know, it was something I heard over the weekend as well, that they were saying if you can stay alive long enough, that there will probably be, in the next 20 years, there will be enough medical advances, 15 to 20 years, that essentially you can do gene repair and gene splicing, so that essentially there would be no limits to how long you could live.
Hmm.
And which made me think about, you know, if you could choose, how long would you choose to live? And I'm not sure forever would necessarily appeal. I mean, first of all, you've got all sorts of management issues. I mean, if people are dying and people are still being born, you're going to run out of room at some point. And people have been worrying about that for a long period of time, because there are more people obviously alive on the planet today than there have ever been, and people are living longer. So there's already, remember in the 70s and 80s, the ZPG, the zero population growth, and some companies, China and India, have had to really institute pretty draconian measures to make sure that you only had one child. So it's not even that you replace yourself, but that essentially the population will go down by 50% if two people can only have one child, as a way of trying to marshal resources or try and preserve resources. So the idea of no one dying and people continuing to be born,
it's
really an issue.
Well, and the other thing, too, you have to think about if I'm somebody who's, I guess, immortal, per se, and where I can't die, I'm going through all these years and I'm seeing other people around me that are dying. I'm losing
The question is who would choose, and I mean, presumably I think the assumption is not that the government would choose, or that you had to be wealthy to do it, that everybody would have the option. And I think you have to work on that basis, otherwise the thing becomes so immoral,
right,
that that we treat people who can't afford the thing as cannon fodder, and people who can't afford it as they get to be gods and live forever. There's some truly scary moral implications. So I think for basis of our discussion, that you have to assume that everybody would have the same access, which of course is a little apocryphal, but nevertheless, otherwise it just becomes too scary, don't you think?
Yeah.
And too awful.
Yeah,
I mean, definitely. Look, all right, so we ask people, how long would you want to live if it were up to you, and why? And my whole thing has always been, I have been very fortunate. I've mentioned previously that the women in my mother's side of the family, all the women live into their mid to late 90s and have for generations. Which, I mean, it's one thing for this generation, but my grandmother lived to, I think, 96. My great-grandmother lived to 97. So, and none of them, my grandmother in particular, was heavy and had some heart problems. My mother was a smoker and is heavy. But I mean, my mom is happily trunking along. But the extraordinary thing about my lineage at this moment is no one in my father's line forever had lived past the age of, I think, 63. My father died a year and a half, almost two. What's today? 2 years ago, and about another week or so, 2 weeks. He was 3 weeks short of 91. So, talk about not living forever, but well into your 90s. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
great idea. 855-993-7569. For those of you who are new to the program, you're allowed to call about whatever you want to call about, regardless of what we're talking about or regardless about the caller in front of you, that we really don't do themes in the usual sense of the word. We talk about what's going on in history. There, sometimes the programs evolve in and of themselves where they'll have three or four people who are calling about seemingly unrelated things that I see some relationship to or between. There are also some that one caller will call after another caller because they want to talk about the same thing. But this is one of those programs that thematically is really determined by y'all, not by me. So always feel, every once in a while, someone will call and say, well, this really, you know, this doesn't seem very important. Or, and it, you know, if it's important to you, it's important to us. 855-993-7569. One of the things we put up on Facebook was how long would you want to live? And my thing is, it's not so much the length. Is as long as I'm healthy, and as long as I sort of keep my wits more or less about me, then I think I'm okay.
Yep. And we'll go to some of these comments now. Wilma actually starts off and kind of piggybacks off of what you just said. She said she would want to live for 100 years if healthy. So.
Yeah, the 100, I agree. You know, 100 sort of seems like a good number. I'd love to do that. Just because, I don't know, just because, right?
Yeah. It's a good benchmark, I think. It's a good number.
Yeah.
Tony says, she just says, it depends on how well I could live.
What does that mean? In terms of money or...
Could be money, could be health, I'm guessing.
Yeah, folks, don't be inscrutable here. Just give us as many details as you can.
Yeah, I've got another person that said 100 or more years. Kelly says forever if I were a vampire.
Well, there we go. I don't know. Vampires don't seem all that happy, she said. Right? They can only, although... They go out at night and have to bite other people, and I mean, obviously, and silver crosses and mirrors. Obviously, that the concept. I mean, I think that's one of the things why Walking Dead and you know all these movies about vampires are appealing to people, because the notion of living forever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clearly we're ambivalent about it, because people who live forever have to live off other people's blood, and they can only go out at night, and I mean there are also some issues, but still.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got Vampira here. She wants, all right.
Alyssa says, my great-great-grandma died 10 years ago at the age of 106 and had excellent quality of life until 3 months before her death. I'd like to live around 100 if my quality of life were good.
Yeah, I wonder, 100 seems like a magic number, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty popular number.
We had a caller who called me, it's probably at least a decade ago now, and he invited me to his 99th birthday party, which is going to be the next week, so I couldn't go. But after that, we called him, or he called us on his birthday every year for about the next 7 or 8 years, and he lived to be, I think, 106. He'd had 4 wives. He was very articulate. One of my favorite things that we did, I asked him, because he'd lived almost 100 years. He had lived 100 years by the time we were, you know, a year or so had passed. And I said, what was the most remarkable thing that he felt changed the world the most in his lifetime? Because he'd been around for 100 years. So this was, let's say it was 1995, or, and I'm not sure, my goodness, that's what, 20 years ago? Let's make it a little later than that. Let's make it 2000, which is still 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. So he'd been alive, let's say, since 1900. I think it was 1898, as a matter of fact. So I asked him what the major change, the thing that he had changed the world the most from his perspective. Guess what he said?
What was that?
The telephone.
Hmm.
Because if you think about it, telephone is also television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's satellite. It's he felt that that was the thing that had changed the most. If I'd guessed, what would you have said?
Why? I guess telephone makes a lot of sense. Wow. Probably telephone.
I probably would have said the car. But I think he's right. that, you know, to a certain extent, that a lot of the things that have changed, you know, that have changed our world,
mm-hmm.
and certainly the internet,
yeah,
radio,
the way social media has kind of grown and evolved and connected everybody.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. All right, what else you got?
Kathy says, pain-free 300. With the pain I have now, maybe 80, if I can make it that long. And why 80? Because that is all I figure I can take it for. It's just going to get worse as I get older, and I'm only 55 now.
Oh, honey, we should get you to a pain clinic.
Yeah.
You know, that would be helpful to know. The pain clinics are really helpful. They're interdisciplinary approaches. As I said, I helped set up one at New England Medical Center, and they're basically dealing with people with chronic intractable pain, which means that surgery is not an option, that painkillers no longer work, and basically they do a multidisciplinary approach to how do you manage pain and how do you deal with the perception of pain and the psychology of pain. And it's a very interesting phenomenon because we think of pain as being kind of monolithic, and it's not. Once you begin to look at it very carefully, that people have good days and bad days. They have things that will exacerbate it or things that will alleviate it a little bit. And you learn how to manage it in much better ways. Essentially, instead of pain kind of overwhelming you, that you sort of stay ahead of it. I actually did some of this with my mom, which is a much tougher sell than with people who are not related. But of saying, you know, here's how to think about it. Here's a different way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
And but it's, you know, I would really encourage you to get in touch with a pain clinic, because there really are better solutions than just suffering.
Yeah. Let's go to Chandra. She says, forever, because I am so unsure of what comes after.
Well, there is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, at least being a little bit curious. But, I agree. I mean, the idea of sort of ending stuff, you can see why people all of a sudden begin to invest heavily in afterlives and, you know, Walt Disney and the cryogenic stuff. And did you know he was frozen?
That I did not know.
Yeah, supposedly has been for a very long time. I think at UCLA or something, but he was one of those people who believed early on in cryogenics.
Hmm.
And he may turn out to be right. I mean, that's the idea about, you know, if you can stay alive long enough, that science may have all sorts of solutions to all sorts of things that make it difficult for people to either survive or survive happily.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Sally. Sally says, and this is interesting following the last one we just got. Sally says, only until I'm a burden to my kids. It's time to go when I would be. I am a Christian, so I have heaven to look forward to.
There you go. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. It's really interesting. For lots of reasons, I think lots of us have been to funerals in our life, starting when we're very young. And the difference between the tenure, the attitude of funerals, depending on what the congregation believes comes after death, is extraordinarily different. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Wendy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
A little bit convoluted, so I'm going to try and really condense it.
Okay.
I've been working with a family. I'm a part-time nanny.
Okay.
And the little boy just started kindergarten. And so all of a sudden my hours got cut from a good amount, a perfect amount for me, to half the amount.
Okay. What was the amount before?
I'd say it was about 20 hours a week.
Okay. And so it's now 10?
Yes.
Okay.
And in the past, we have kind of a not 100% clear agreement. When they've taken time off, they've paid me for that 20-hour amount.
Right.
So the other complication was they couldn't decide what they were going to do. They couldn't give me any advance notice, really, of what his schedule was going to be.
Okay.
So I've said to them, I can't do less hours, and we've come up with a, okay, so we're going to, you know, I'll continue working for a month.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'm wondering if I can come to them and say, hey, guys, you know, I really didn't have any warning, and can you cover 2 weeks of that month at that full 20-hour rate? I don't know if that's ethical. I don't know quite how to approach this.
How long have you been working for them?
It's been about a year.
All right. What's your, I mean, presumably, even if they didn't warn you that this was happening, you knew the kid was going to start kindergarten, right?
Yes. I thought it was going to be like at 12:30, and it's turned out to be at 3. So that, for me, is a huge difference. And they didn't decide that to the last minute. That's kind mm-hmm. of their style.
Well, yes. I mean, the short-term answer is, of course, you can ask for whatever you want. And it may be that they're going to sort of, that they were always intending to give you some kind of bonus at the end. So the question is, how much are you paid an hour?
$20.
Okay, so we're talking about, let's say you're talking about a total of 20 hours. That's $400, so that's not an insignificant amount of money. So there are two ways to do it. I mean, if you're really feeling in the midst of pecuniary strangulation, you know, that you really can't make it this month, I think there's no harm in doing it. On the other hand, if you think, gee, it would be nice to have the $400, but... you know, it's having them as a good letter of recommendation, knowing that they can always call me, you know, if they have another child, having me available, you know, saying that I'm going to be available, if possible, over vacations, may be worth it to you. So, and I'm not suggesting, and it sounds like the way that you're doing it is not particularly odious, although saying, look, guys, I didn't have much warning, therefore, I think just saying, I know that you guys didn't make a decision at the last moment, but it's kind of put me in a bit of a bind. Would you be willing to give me, and maybe the easier way to do it is instead of saying, could you cover the whole 20 hours for half the time, of saying, would you be willing to up the hourly for the month? And that may be an easier way of doing it, because the other sort of is paying you for not, you know, for something you're not doing. The other is just paying you a little bit better for what you're already doing. So that may be, and in the long run, I mean, what you're talking about is $400, and you're talking about, let's see, you're talking about 4 weeks, so it's $100 an hour, or $100 a week, so that's, and you're talking about 10 hours, so you're talking about instead of paying you $20, they'd pay you $30 for the time. And that may be worth it, you know, just asking. It may be a better way of asking. In other words, what you're sort of saying is this was short notice. I'm basically doing part-time work. You tend to get paid more for part-time. You don't even have to make the argument of just saying, would you be willing to up the hourly for the month? And they'll either say yes or no. If they say yes, then you're covered, and it's probably a slightly more graceful way of doing it. If they say no, they probably wouldn't have given you the extra, you know, the extra $400 for doing, you know, essentially for work that you're not doing anyway. You may also sort of offer to do something extra, saying, you know, I'm willing to pick him up from school or whatever, to justify the extra money. In other words, if you can, you know, it's interesting, I was talking with somebody about this last week, that I think that in life, there's always two options at some point. The option of trying to win the most you can get, and the other is giving up a little to get a little. And I'm clearly of the second school of life, that extra, you know, over your life, that extra $400 is not going to make any difference. Over the next couple of weeks, if it does, it probably makes some sense to say something about it. But you need to figure out what you're giving up to get that $400, and whether you can give up a little of that $400 to get something back that's valuable to you, which is either, I mean, if nothing else, having them pay you even $25 an hour for the next month means that the next job you go into, you can say, at my last job, I made $25 an hour. So that's somewhat valuable. The amount of money that you're talking about is going to be not quite as much. It'll be the difference. Let's say, what did we figure out? 10 hours is 50, is so that would be 200 rather than 400. So it's only half of what you're asking for, but may work better for you, may work better for them. I think it's okay to ask, but I think you have to figure out that if they say no, is it going to leave a bad taste in both of your mouths? Are they going to feel like you're sort of trying to manipulate them? So figure out what, and I think the best way of approaching it is just to say, I know this came kind of out of the blue for you, that you had last minute decision, but it also means that I've got, you know, my income has just dropped by 50% overnight. Is there some way that we could, is there something else, for example, I don't know if you want to do housekeeping, picking kids up at the store, doing some extra babysitting at night, taking care of the child for a weekend so they could go away someplace. But I think offering something that says, you know, I'm willing to do a little extra just so, because I don't want you to feel ripped off, but that's a fairly major financial hit for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Okay.
So, yeah, and because, again, they're going to be a good resource for you. As I said, if you can get them to kick in a little bit more on an hourly, that may make some sense. You have some options here. But what I would do is tread lightly, understanding that while the $400 at this moment seems to loom relatively large, you know, in the scheme of things, it's not going to make a huge amount of difference. So tread gently, see if you can offer something without sort of making them feel guilty, because guilt really just doesn't work very well as a motivating factor.
Okay,
because if they're going to feel guilty, they would have already offered. And so what you're doing is you're kind of jeopardizing essentially goodwill for $400 that they may or may not give you anyway. And if they feel icky about it and then say, well, you know, she's a good nanny, but she's a little venal when it comes to money. I mean, that's going to cost you something. So think about, and again, I'm not saying no. And in fact, I'm saying yes, but I'm saying do it in a way that you're offering them something of value to get something back a little bit. And as I said, if they'll give it to you, they probably would have given it to you anyway, and this is just a little sort of nudge in the right direction. If they say no, they weren't going to give it to you anyway, and you probably still want to be cheerful about it. So make it gentle enough so that it doesn't poison either you against them or them against you, because you want them as a letter of recommendation.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank
Alrighty.
You so much.
You're
okay.
Most welcome. You know, the easiest way that any of us can think about a situation is monetarily, right? Because it's something that everybody agrees that a dollar is a dollar. But as you can hear, there are other considerations, and sometimes it's very easy to get seduced by the easy, which is, okay, my income's dropping, somebody's got to make this up. But the point is, you can think about, well, I'm not going to be working as much time. I now have a couple of weeks where I'm going to get half salary and I can look for another job. I would certainly get a letter of recommendation, especially you may want to ask for the letter of recommendation before you negotiate whether they're going to ask for more money. But it's something that all of us do. And one of the people who actually taught me this, believe it or not, was a used car salesman. I did my dissertation, as many of you know, on it was called the used car game. It was a study of bargaining behavior, and there are very few, and especially in American culture, there are very few examples of bargaining, which is what most of the world does, that they negotiate. Americans tend not to do it. There's a price tag, you pay the price. Either it's too much or it's too little, but that's you either pay it or you don't pay it. Most of the world bargains, negotiates. So, and it's an interesting way because, exactly as I said, in a negotiation, especially a long-term negotiation, everybody has to feel that they win. Because if somebody feels that they lost, then the relationship falls apart. So figure out what it is that may be more important to you than money. For example, used car salesman will get a car rather than money. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, well, you've got two very big movies coming out this weekend on DVD, or this week, actually. Most DVDs, the reason we do it on Tuesday is because that's the day that the new DVD releases come out. So the two big ones we have, well, let me get on up is the first one, with Chadwick Boseman, who, you know, this came out earlier in the year, and I think if it had come out closer to the end of the year, that there would have been talk of nomination for an Oscar, because he's wonderful. He really does channel James Brown in it. If you love the And Chadwick Boseman, you probably remember from 42, where he played Jackie Robinson. So he's, but this one, it's a completely different portrayal. And he does, I mean, just, he sounds like him. He's got his moves down. They're saying it was a fearless look inside the music moves and moods of Brown, taking audience on the journey from his impoverished childhood to his evolution into one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. Dan Aykroyd is also in it, which is Viola Davis. I thought this was really fun movie. It was fun to be there. It was fun to watch him. I feel good. You'll get a kick out of it. You really, and I assume you can just crank it up in your house on your DVD player, because seeing it in the theater, there are movies that really should be seen in theaters. But this one, the main thing is the sound, but you can get up and boogie down with it. So. There you go. The other big movie, which will probably outpace it in terms of sales, just because it's gotten so much publicity, which is Boyhood. Now, this is the movie that you've probably heard about, in that it was shot over a period of 12 years with the same cast. The director is Richard Linklater. Let me be honest with you. I didn't love this as much as everybody else did. I think it's an interesting concept, which is obviously very difficult to shoot. And he really takes this one kid whose name is Elar Coltrane from the time he is about, I think, till he's about 7 or 8. And the kid is a really beautiful kid. I thought he was a much prettier kid than he is as an adult. I think as an adult he's a little gawky. I mean, he may sort of grow into his face and his ears and his... But it really does follow the kid, and his, they call it the joys and pitfalls of growing up. His parents are played by Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke, and they signed on when Richard Linklater came to them and said, all right, for the next 12 years, we'll shoot 1 month a year for the next 12 years. People either love this or... I don't think anybody hated it, and I don't hate it either. I just thought that the most interesting character in the family was Lorelei Linklater, who plays the big sister. I just thought she was much snottier, maybe because she's the oldest child. She's also the director's daughter. And she's kind of, to a certain extent, a funny-looking kid, but a great personality. And I just thought her personality was so much stronger and so much more interesting than Mason, the L.R. Coltrane story one. One of the criticisms that a friend of mine made, which is he thought that it was less about Boyhood than about the Patricia Arquette mother character, who had a hard time with weight and with drinking and with men, and she thought it was more a movie about bad parenting. I don't know that that's the case. I think it's just unusual to take one character and go through 12 years with real time, because makeup just doesn't work the same way. And that Ethan Hawke, it's clearly easier to be Ethan Hawke than it is to be Patricia Arquette on this particular one. There were meals, road trips, birthday parties, graduation, and other important milestones. But the real, I think, tenure and value and gist of the movie was not the celebrations. It was the ordinariness of the life, of here's what a life looks like, that there were not extraordinary events, that nobody was kidnapped, that there were no bank robberies, that there was no serious drug addiction, that these were just kind of ordinary lives. The music is interesting, Coldplay, Arcade Fire, and because they really needed to capture the time period. So, I think it will do very well. If you haven't seen it, first of all, let me tell you, I, as you know, am a fan of movies, but I think if you ever have a choice of seeing a movie in theater or seeing it in your living room, I know living room is comfortable, and I know you can fast forward through the dull parts, and you can put it on hold and go to the bathroom or get a beer or have a chocolate chip cookie, but movies are really meant to be seen in movie theaters. And not only are they meant to be seen on bigger screens with better sound systems, but they're also, I think, by definition, movies are made to be seen with an audience, with other people. And people have forever said, well, gee, why do you review movies? You're a psychologist. And I've said, well, There are a number of reasons. First of all, I've always loved movies. Second of all, people don't really read very much anymore, and it sort of adds to the anti-intellectual elitism kind of thing of saying, well, you have to read this book. And the books I read are crummy books. I mean, I deal with life with you guys. I don't deal with life when I read. I read fiction. But movies, I think, are meant to be seen. And what's more psychological than a group of people in the dark who are all focused on the same image? I mean, for me, that movies are psychological, much more so than television. And I think, even though television has certainly gotten better and there are some crummy movies around, but this is a movie, in some ways, it's almost like a made for TV movie, even though that's not true. That it was never made to be on television, but it reminds me almost of some of the early. Remember, there was a TV show in Sweden that I think Ingmar Bergman did that was called The Hospital. I'm not sure he did it. Maybe it was Ingmar Bergman-esque. And it was then eventually they coalesced all the episodes and made them into a movie. And this sort of feels like it. I mean, it's an extraordinary, it's a very different kind of look at movies, how you shoot them, what the subject matter should be, what's interesting to people, what you learn from it. So, and in some ways, it's absolutely the antithesis of Get On Up, because Get On Up focuses on a bigger-than-life figure and his craziness and his costumes and his love life and his drug addiction and his dealing with the music companies and his celebrity. And this is exactly the opposite of the spectrum. So it's interesting that they both come out in the same week. There are a couple of other movies that are sort of little movies that are coming out as well, but those are going to be the two big ones. And as I said, you might have fun having a double feature. I don't know that people do double features anymore, although Boyhood is long. And I think Get On Up is long as well. Did I tell you how long it was? You don't care. Let's see what else is coming out. As I mentioned, there are going to be a bunch of movies that are going to be coming out as the Oscars get closer and closer. Apparently, Denzel and The Equalizer was the big deal just before the holidays. Ilsa and Fred, a small movie. If you haven't seen Pride, go get yourself Pride. I think you'll get a real kick out of it. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. We'd love to talk with you. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.